الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program Repentance, in which we discuss about repentance and we try to define the concept of repentance and how important it is for us to repent and repent the way we are meant to repent, of course, after understanding that what does it actually mean to repent. Today, inshallah azawajal, we will continue from where we left in our previous episode, where we were talking about the rights of people, how sensitive this matter is, and how do we expiate for them? How can we wholeheartedly and duly repent in relation to the rights of people? Before carrying our discussion further in this relation, let's first of all enlighten our hearts by listening to a beautiful virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that whoever recites salat upon me 1000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. A person, the fortunate individual who recites salawat upon the prophet alaihi salatu wasallam 1000 times a day, will not die until he sees his abode in Jannah, in paradise. What a beautiful glad tiding. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make an intention that inshallah Zawajal will also try and strive to be amongst those fortunate individuals who recite salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at least 1000 times a day, so that we can also be enabled and honored with this beautiful glad tiding of witnessing and seeing our abode in Jannah before we pass away. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So our topic of discussion today is the continuation of the topic that we started in our last episode, which was how to expiate the rights of people, those rights of people that we violate. How can we expiate for them and repent for them? In our last episode, we touched upon the financial rights that get violated for people and also the rights of their honor and dignity. Today, inshallah azawajal, we will talk about the violation of rights in relation to someone's family and also in relation to someone's religion. When we talk about the rights in relation to someone's family, this means that we be dishonest in relation to someone's household or children. Normally, what is seen is that if someone apologizes in this regard, then there is a risk of discord or mischief arising. In this case, just repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he may make the other person pleased with you and grant him great reward in return of your dishonesty. However, if you think that there will be no discord or mischief if you apologize to them, then you should apologize to them and get this right forgiven by them. So this is how we will expiate in relation to violating someone's right in relation to their family. Now, when it comes to violating the right in relation to someone's religion, in relation to someone's how religious he is, when does this incur? What is the example of this? This incurs when you refer to someone as a disbeliever, innovator, or misguided, or you call someone to be a non-Muslim, someone to be a disbeliever, then this is a very, very serious matter. And this is also commonly seen in our society nowadays, where people, ma'azallah, label other people as an innovator, as a sinner, as a disbeliever, as a misguided person. This is very, very common nowadays, and especially in this day and age of social media. They not only carry this belief, but they also announce this in front of everyone about the other person. This is very, very, very serious matter. Now, in this case, how would one expiate for this? In this case, the one in front of whom you said this, you should confess yourself being a liar in front of him, and if possible, apologize to that very person as well. If this cannot be done due to any valid reason, then repent profusely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express guilt and remorse over what you have done, so that Allah Almighty make the other person pleased with you. Now, again, the level at which you spread this rumor or this claim about the other person that he is an innovator, he is a misguided individual, he is a disbeliever, the scale at which you spread this very fact regarding that person, at the same scale, at the same level, you need to repent as well. For example, you used a social media platform, let's say you used Facebook or Twitter, to spread a rumor regarding someone that he's an innovator, he's a disbeliever, he is a misguided individual. And this post of yours was seen by hundreds and thousands of people. Now, at the same level, you need to repent as well, and you need to make all those people understand that this very fact that I mentioned regarding this very individual was a lie. I repent from it, and that very saying of mine, that this person was a misguided person, he was a disbeliever, he was an innovator, that was a lie. At the same scale, you need to repent as well. This is a condition of your repentance. This is the condition of this very expiation. And you need to seek apology from that very individual as well. So this goes for every single right that you violate for any person. Whichever level you violated that right at, you need to repent and expiate for it, clarifying it at the same level as well. This is very, very important for us. It cannot be a case that you defame someone on social media, but then repent to him just in a corner, just to him, just in front of him. This will not be sufficient. This will not suffice. If you defamed someone on social media, then you need to confess on social media as well. So the level at which you defame someone, the level at which you violate his right, same level you need to go to for your repentance and clarifying that you were lying in relation to that very individual. This is very, very important. Keep this in mind, because without this, your repentance and expiation will not be valid. So the conclusion of our discussion, because there are many other examples as well where the rights of people can come into play. But this is just to give you an idea of how to repent for these kind of sins. Remember, we spoke about three types of sins. Number one, the sins that are between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second type of sins are those which constitute of those commandments of Allah Almighty, which are obligatory upon us, but we violate them, we miss them. So we still haven't touched upon them. We will, inshallah, azawajal, touch upon them shortly. But then we are talking about the third type of sins, which are between people and people. The rights of people which are being violated by us. So the conclusion of this entire discussion is that once a person violates any kind of right of any person, and if it is possible for him, then he should go and get that very right forgiven from him. And if it is not possible for you, then make sincere repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make du'as for the forgiveness of that very person, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person pleased with you. But if it is possible for you to go and get this right forgiven from him, then mere repentance will not be sufficient. Remember, the repentance that we are talking about is the last stage, when we cannot get the right forgiven by the other person due to a valid reason. So whether it is financial right, whether it is the right in relation to the dignity and honor of a person, whether it is the right in relation to the religion of a person, whichever might it may be in regards to people, get them forgiven in this world. Otherwise, it will be very, very, very destructive and harmful for you, for all of us, in the hereafter. Today, we feel embarrassed in going to people and getting this right forgiven. Remember, dear Islamic brothers, that on the day of judgment, the amount of embarrassment, the amount of the severity of consequences that we will have to face will be beyond our imagination. It is a lot more easier to go through this small embarrassment of this world as compared to going through the embarrassment of the hereafter, as compared to going through the punishment of the hereafter that one will be subject to in case he doesn't get his rights forgiven in this world. On the day of judgment, the pious deeds of ours will be given to the other person if we do not get the right forgiven in this world. And if, for example, after all of our pious deeds are given to that person, still the right is not paid off, is not forgiven, then the sins of the other person will be shifted into our book of deeds until the rights of that person are forgiven. How many rights of people do we violate on a daily basis? Our financial dealings. When it comes to money, we don't care of halal and haram. We don't care whether the rights of other people are being violated. Or all we care about is to earn money one way or the other. We don't care whether we are violating the financial rights of the other person. When it comes to the honor of the other person, how many people do we backbite? How many people do we slander? How many people do we lie about? How many people's character do we blemish in front of other people? How many people's backbiting, slandering, and fake rumors we spread on Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms? We need to realize that. We need to understand that. And today, in this world, we need to get these rights forgiven. Following that, get those rights forgiven, going at the same level, following the same platforms at which you spread them. You see, the day and age in which we are living today, the sin is spread at a very, very, very big level. It's not a case of where only two or three people are aware of the sin that you commit when it comes to violating the rights of other people. The violation of right is being spread on social media across the globe. Once you've developed the mindset for repenting it, now we feel embarrassed in following the same platform. If that is the case, you should have thought about this before indulging into that sin, before backbiting someone on social media platform, before slandering someone on social media platform, before labeling someone as a misguided individual on social media platform. You should have thought about this before doing that. But now you've done that. Repent wholeheartedly. Follow the requirements of repentance depending on the right of violation, the way you violated it. Follow the same platform to repent over it. Then inshallah azawajal, your sin will be forgiven. And this so-called small amount of embarrassment in this world is a lot more easier for us to bear as compared to the embarrassment that we will have to face on the day of judgment in front of the entire creation and the punishment that one will be subject to as a consequence of not getting our sins and rights forgiven in this world. May Allah Almighty enable us to get our rights which we have violated, forgiven and expiated for in this world the way they are meant to. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be sin-free and to be amongst those who don't have anyone's violated rights in their book of deeds on the Day of Judgment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Forgive me, oh, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, have mercy on me, guide me, oh, forgive me.